Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Part of this for you, the association with Clawson Marshall, driven to save lives, kind of this whole process beyond just making the field for the race.
I think the most rewarding thing has literally been being a part of this process. From the moment Tim asked me to drive this car, told me that he wanted to do this, from getting Ross Motorsports on board and making this really happen, being the driver to drive for Tim, to represent Brian, doesn't get a lot cooler than that, you know?
Does that explain the emotions then of Saturday when you realized you were 30th and in and didn't have to deal with Sunday and all of that?
Yes. That's a single word answer, but it's a combination of that and what happened the year before. Also combined with the fact that we genuinely had been quietly good enough all week, and we were good enough on Saturday when we ran the first time in the different track conditions, and it was only the changing track that nearly caught us. A lot of emotion involved.
Does that put you in a good spot then when Sunday gets here to feel like you've got the kind of car that can contend in this thing?
Well, we feel like we've had a quietly good week. We feel like we've been pretty good in clean air. We feel like we've been pretty good in the traffic running we did on Monday. If we can just continue in the same vein that we've been continuing in, and our goals for Sunday are to try and be smart, try not to make mistakes, and hopefully if we can do that and just have a nice clean run, that top 15 will come calling. Thank you.
How vindicated did you feel Saturday when people were guessing who was going to be bumped out? And to be honest, a few people had your name on it. It must have felt pretty good, didn't it?
I'll be honest with you. It's actually not about vindication at all in any way, shape, or form. The emotion came from what did happen to us last year, and we worked really hard to try and get that car fast enough, and we didn't have time to solve the problem, and she just wouldn't go. This year our car has been good enough. It's been good enough every day. It's been fast enough every day. We were fast enough in qualifying when the track was hot and the wind was blowing. It was more that I just didn't want to go through it again. We couldn't. It was too important, and we've been too good to put ourselves in that position. So that was where the emotion came from.
What's your race strategy?
So I'm still a one-off driver. I obviously wasn't in the race last year, so this will be my first IndyCar race in 2 years. So our goals are to try and be smart, try and have a clean race, try and have clean pit stops, try not to make any mistakes. And if the Clawson Marshall Driven to Save Lives Chevrolet is as good as she has been every day so far and just continues in that vein, and we can execute all of the above, which, believe me, it isn't easy. That's why it's a process to try and execute. Then I feel pretty hopeful. I feel like we could be looking at a top 15 with this car. That's my goal.
How important then is tomorrow with practice and you're going through all the pit stop scenarios then, I take it?
So we'll find out how important practice is tomorrow is the honest answer. The weather conditions could potentially be very, very different from Monday and much closer to race day. And the weather conditions here change the track so much. So far this week, every weather condition we've put that car down in, it's been fairly consistent. It's been doing very similar things. But you don't really know until you do it. So that's why I keep saying I'm hopeful that if we can continue in the same vein that we have been doing, and there are no big last-minute surprises, like the track's pride throws on Saturday, as long as she doesn't do that again, I feel quietly hopeful.
Being a one-off driver, how quickly did you get comfortable with the car this year?
So the big thing for me, since we went away from the manufacturer aero kit era to this single aero kit, is that it has allowed me to feel the right rear of the car again. Okay. In the manufacturer aero kit era, I actually felt very, very neutered as a driver a lot of the time, because my biggest strength is my ability to feel the car, and specifically on an oval, the ability to feel the right rear is what can really kind of help you gain the best speed you can out of the car, and sort of have more confidence in traffic. So from the moment I jumped in this car, I could feel the right rear exactly as I could last year, except it was going quicker, which was a much happier feeling.
Very good. Thank you, Pippa.
You're welcome.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.